Rock Radio. Now we're previewing one or two festival events in the first hour of the show. We have been doing this in recent times. Hope you don't mind too much. Hope it may even whet your appetite for heading along to some of these events. Last week's show, we were looking at the Cambridge Rock Festival, and we have posted the edit of that particular feature now at getreadytorock.com, so you can listen again and maybe check out some of those bands appearing. Now we fast forward to the end of August and the New Day Festival. It's now an annual event, takes place in Faversham, Kent, the 25th to the 27th of August. And amongst the bands appearing, King King, who we play fairly regularly at Get Ready to Rock, Dr. Feelgood, Del Bromham, Pearl Handled Revolver. Also appearing, we have the likes of Lindisfarne, Martin Turner, one time with Wishbone Ash, Io Earth and Edgar Broughton. And also on the bill over that weekend, we have the likes of Focus, the current incarnation of Slade and New Model Army, but we're going to give you a flavour of several other bands appearing. We're going to hear from Uriah Heep, and they play on the Saturday along with John Lee's Barclay James Harvest, and also Home Service. Now, you might be able to check out a review of their current album, which we'll post a link to, in fact, from our Twitter page. That's rather good as well. It features, yes, Graham Taylor. Graham Taylor was in Griffin, who crop up in Live Legends this week, by the way. But he also plays with the band that are appearing in a New Day Festival. That's on Sunday, in fact, Bank Holiday Sunday, along with Griffin. So Griffin are those folk rockers, medieval folk rockers, play all sorts of strange instruments, but Graham's part of that, and we're going to play a track from their current album. But first, another gentleman who's playing this time on the Friday, and another familiar name to listeners at Get Ready to Rock, one of our favourites again, it's Martin Barr. We'll be right back.
hide away in the deepest hole. I am your life, I am all your world. I make it grow, make the leaves unfurl. I run clear from the highest hills, but soon come brown when I feel your spills. You throw me junk, which I soon consume. Can divert, but I will resume.
People pay for me, people fight for me. I've no regard for you at all. You can throw what you like at me. I keep on moving. I can bring down any wall.
There are some who walk 40 miles a day, and on their heads carry me away. Have to ration, have to make it stretch, making the most of what they can fetch.
People pay for me, people fight for me. I've no regard for you at all. You can throw what you like at me. I keep on moving. I can bring down.
Festival taking place August Bank Holiday here in the UK, Faversham, Kent. And another great eclectic selection of artists. You heard Martin Barr from his current album, Moment of Madness. One of our featured artists here at Get Ready to Rock Radio. You can check out one or two interviews via our Mixcloud page featuring Martin and his music. And that also applies to Graham Taylor. We chatted to Graham about his music with Griffin and Home Service.
People die for me.
And from the Home Service album released towards the end of 2016, A New Ground. That's Wall Breaker, the band appearing at the New Day Festival, along with Griffin. From a new box set, we thought we'd play you the headliners on Saturday over the August bank holiday at the New Day Festival. And this is Uriah Heep. The box set is called Words in the Distance, features the album Sea of Light, Spellbinder and Sonic Origami, from which this track is taken. Uriah Heep, I Hear Voices. Festival.com is the website address to go to if you fancy a whole weekend of the very best classic rock August bank holiday. And you'll find all the information there about camping and ticket prices, all sorts of stuff, and not least information about the bands appearing, one of which is Uriah Heep. So that'll be a great opportunity to see the band live this year. I'm not aware they've announced any UK dates in the autumn or further still into winter this year. And from the 1990s album Sonic Origami, first released in 1998, now available as part of a 3-album box set via Cherry Red, includes Sea of Light, and the live album Spellbinder came out mid-1990s. Maybe a somewhat overlooked period for the band, but we don't mind. I hope you enjoyed that.